Bagotting's Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. This is the Wash Up on K-Rock 955. Tom King in the host chair from the MCG. Yesterday, Ballerine Round 7. Geelong Amateur, 8:10:58. Motawarri, 5:13:43. Great to be talking with Ammo's co-coach Rowan McSparran again about a pretty handy win for Ammo's, who improved to 5-2. Ro, thanks for joining us. I know you're coming off a big night last night at Bell Park's big function for their 60th anniversary where you were a star player, but let's talk Ammo's. You must be very pleased with the way you grinded it out yesterday at Queen's Park.
Yeah, mate. Thanks, Kingy. It was a good win in the end. It was pretty sloppy and windy conditions yesterday, even though the ground held up well. It was a pretty solid affair, so it was good to get the points.
It's a good little rivalry building between the two clubs. I know they had a good rivalry early in the Ballerine days, having come out of the GDFL in the mid-90s at around the same time. But these games always seem to be pretty physical and pretty tight, and always seem to cop some dodgy conditions as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think Tim Clark's one of them, his 200th game a couple of years ago out at Motawarri. It was nearly arctic conditions out there, and yesterday wasn't too much better. But yeah, there is a little bit of a rivalry there, I suppose you could say, especially in recent years. It's probably stepped up a little bit again, but that's good for the game, and it's good to play in those challenging games as well, where the boys get to test themselves against good opposition.
Hamish Shepherd, was that the best game he's played for the club?
Yeah, he's starting to get a bit of fitness behind him now, so he obviously missed a lot of pre-season and moved down to the Geelong area late, and he's just starting to get a fitness base behind him now, and he's starting to see the rewards, and we are as well, which is really pleasing. He's going to be a huge asset for us.
Much was made of your recruiting in the off-season. You got Lovick, and you got Circuit, you got Donoghue, but one that came back to the club, he played very well in the GFL Reserves Grand Final, I think he might have even been best on, was James Koronis. He's another one that just seems to be finding his feet again back at Queen's Park.
Yeah, that's right. He's still a young man. I think he might only be 21, maybe 22 this year, so he's still quite young, and he's got phenomenal athletic attributes, so getting him to apply it to his footy is pretty exciting. And as you said, some of those reserves grand finals, even the under-18s ones at St Mary's, he had real big impacts grand final day. So it's good to see junior boys coming back to the club, these one-pointers. As we know, with the points at the minute, they're crucial.
Just two games second, Anglesey sitting second, you guys are third on percentage, down to Torquay in seventh spot. And we know the Tigers are going to come. They've had a tough start to the season. The draw opens up for them a little bit, but that win yesterday over Motta, just they're so crucial. You've got to beat teams around you if you want to play in finals.
Yeah, that's right. It just gives you a little bit of breathing room. But in saying that, I think, as you just mentioned, the competition's a lot more even this year, and any given day, you see some of the results at the minute that that's quite hard to pick, and it only makes for a better standard of footy too. If you've got to be on your game every week, well, it just lifts the standard and makes for better viewing as well.
How are you going juggling the points? Obviously, you brought in some players with had some value behind them. Has it been a battle to, I suppose, put a side together where you can stay under the 40?
Yeah, it's obviously a challenge, not only for our football club, but I think majority of the football clubs in the region, that 40 points. So you have a look at other competitions, especially on the western suburbs of Melbourne and Ballarat comps and things like that. Their points are, you know, anywhere from mid-40s up to low 50s in some spots. So 40 points is quite a challenge, and it's not only challenging for us, but as I said before, it's challenging for everyone in the district at the minute. So whether they look at that and bump it up across the board so we can retain good players within the Geelong area in years to come, that might be something that can be looked at.
Got a week off coming up. How do you use that for your boys? Do you give them a bit of a freshen up, or how do you treat it?
Yeah, we'll have a lie tonight, Tuesday, and then back down at the club on Thursday and have some meals and maybe even a couple of beers together and enjoy each other's company this week and freshen them up, as you said, and load them up for this next group of games that we've got coming up.
Absolutely. Enjoying the fact that you can play some home games in the first half of the year. It was a bit rough last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and the boys were fantastic last year, the way they handled it being away from home for so long, and even not even having rooms, you know, that I think the week that the rooms were open was the Thursday night was the first night we were allowed in there. So, you know, we made a makeshift room upstairs in the little sunroom there and just worked out of there. So the boys and the training staff and the whole committee and club were fantastic last year. So it's good to get some home games nice and early in the year. But in saying that, we've already dropped two home games, which isn't ideal. But, yeah, it's good.
And please, as we let you go, pass on our regards to your lovely wife, Bianca. Of course, Mother's Day today. She was good enough to let you talk to us. I thought you were going to get dragged away for a lunch of some description, but you've done very well.
We've just finished up some lunch, mate, so I'll get back in and maybe do the dishes and look after her. So.
Well done on the win yesterday, Ro. Enjoy the break and good luck against Queenscliff in round 8.
No worries. Thanks, mate.